With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a New Mexico jury has found Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of a cinematographer.
Weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed blew a kiss to a relative as she was led away after her conviction. A jury in Santa Fe, New Mexico found her guilty in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October 2021. Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during a rehearsal when the gun went off. Prosecutors said Gutierrez-Reed unwittingly brought live ammunition onto the set and failed to maintain industry standards on gun safety. She faces up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine at a sentencing date yet to be named. Baldwin will be tried for involuntary manslaughter in July.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta reporting. The House has passed a $460 billion package of spending bills that would keep money flowing to key federal agencies through the remainder of the budget year. Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts argued that the House should stop kicking the can down the road when it comes to the budget.
It has been our votes that have kept the lights on since September. We believe in governing. We believe that shutting the government down is a bad, terrible, awful idea.
While House Speaker Mike Johnson says that Republicans have to be realistic about what they can achieve in such a closely divided government.
We're not going to get everything that we want. We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government. We have a two-vote majority, one of the smallest in history.
Johnson says the bill gives Republicans some wins on spending. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points, the NASDAQ rose 91, the S&P 500 advanced 26, oil up to $79.13 a barrel. This is SRN News. Research shows teachers' unions are out of step with parents' and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council Chairman Matt Stavers said the data confirms that, quote, this has no place in public education. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Virginia lawmakers have again defeated legislation that would allow medically assisted suicide. A House committee voted this week to carry the bill over to the 2025 session. Similar legislation failed in previous years. The legislation would have allowed Virginians with incurable diseases to seek end-of-life treatments. This is SRN News. The Veterans Affairs Secretary is reversing a department memo that aimed to ban VA displays of an iconic end of World War II photo showing a sailor kissing a woman he didn't know.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough acted after a copy of a memo from a VA undersecretary requesting the photo's removal from the VA health facilities was shared on social media. Now, the memo said the removal was sought because the photo, quote, depicts a non-consensual act and is inconsistent with the department's sexual harassment policy. McDonough, though, tweeted out a copy of the image showing the sailor kissing the woman and said, we will keep it in VA facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
The photo was taken by famed photographer Alfred Eisenstadt in Times Square, New York. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.